So we have the parable of the dishonest steward who God praises for his prudence, his cleverness in providing for himself after he loses his job, after he gets fired. He's going to be welcomed into the homes of those who he has written off their part of their debt, which was a big debt. These two images here are a large debt that he's writing off part of it for them. So he's being welcomed into their homes after he's he loses his job. And our Lord is saying, I tell you, make friends for yourselves with dishonest wealth so that when it fails, you'll be welcomed into eternal dwellings. So the image is that we want to live a life here on earth so that we'll be welcomed into heaven, into the homes of heaven, into the mansions of heaven that our Lord is offering to us. So our Lord is saying that those who are diligent about material things and about money and about acquiring wealth and success and name and power, they're really diligent about that, much more than, you know, a good Christian who's trying to make a living, who's not attached to wealth or power or influence, or they just want to make a living and support their family. But those who, that's everything for them, they're going to be much more diligent, much more clever, prudent about money and success and how to climb the ladder and all that. We can see that, you know, you can look at politics today. Those who are like really hungry for power will do anything, and they're really clever and really, really politically astute. You know, I unfortunately, I've been involved and interested in politics most of my adult life, so I kind of watch that, and some of you are as well, I know. You look at politics and you see politicians, and you see some good politicians, and you can see that they're honest. They try to be honest, and they're not money hungry or even power hungry, but they're hungry for the good of our country and our good of our nation, and so they'll speak passionately about good things, but they won't stoop to lying, and they won't stoop to dishonesty and attacking other people dishonestly and attack ads and things like that. They won't do that kind of thing because it's not their way, it's not their character, because they know it's just not the best way, morally speaking. And so they'll lose the elections, you know, because they are not clever in that way. You know, that's just the way it is. Those who are seeking power and money and wealth and advancement for themselves, they are more clever. They can devise better attack ads. They can use different techniques in the campaigns and beat the better candidate because of their cleverness. And our Lord's saying we should use that kind of diligence and cleverness and astuteness and successful campaigning to save our soul and to advance the kingdom of God here on earth and to bring as many souls to heaven as we can. We can be clever about those things. And cleverness is really from God. It's a talent and a gift from God to have that kind of intelligence and that kind of acuity of mind to be able to do these things. So we can pray for that kind of cleverness, and we can even outsmart the wicked too, you know, even if we're trying to gain a government office. You know, sometimes God will give us the brilliance and the cleverness to beat even a wicked candidate who's clever too. You know, if that's God's will, usually the wicked obtain power. You know, that's just the way it is here on earth. But you know, but cleverness really is a gift from God. You know, he says to be innocent and dove and clever as snakes. So we can be that way, and we should seek that. And cleverness comes from God, from the Holy Spirit. You know, as we strive to save souls, we strive to advance the Catholic faith in the world, we strive to fight evils, fight the abortion powers that be, we strive to advance in virtue in our own life. This takes cleverness and takes intelligence that comes from God, and so we pray for that. And as we advance, as we make any success in these endeavors, people flock to us, or they flock to this church, or flock to what we're preaching, or whatever. If we're successful, always the success is not our own ingenuity, our own efforts to become virtuous. You know, the success is always God, always attributed to God, and we have to always remember that, because as we pat ourselves on the back, as we see the progress that we make, and we get complacent and happy that we have done this, I've done this, I worked so hard, and I've achieved sanctity, I've achieved all these people coming here, I've look at the work that I've done, and this and that, and people are impressed and all this, and then we lose everything. We lose grace from God. We lose His favor, and we lose in the end. We lose people. We lose souls. So always, even in our efforts to grow in virtue. I remember when I was in Australia, I had to write all kinds of articles on virtue. I was given an obedience to do this, which I really didn't like, because it was a lot of work, and I was not good at writing, and it was just a lot of work. And it used to take me sometimes 3 or 4 days to write a simple article on virtue. They came out pretty good, pretty well. People liked it and wrote many articles. And I look back on that and all the different ways of practicing virtue that I had written about, and in the end I realized that we can write about these things, and we can work hard to practice these virtues and overcome these vices, and in the end it can all be pride, because I have done all this work, and I've done all this effort, I've figured all these things, and I've discovered all these ways to practice virtue and overcome sin and overcome faults, and it can all be a bunch of pride in the end, because it's work that I did, and it's efforts that I made where I relied too much on myself. Even virtue, we have to totally rely on God. We of course make our efforts, but our efforts are always backed up by the grace and the power of God, the help of God, because even we can strive 30, 40, all the days of our life to become patient, or to be forgiving, or to be get over our impatience and never get the virtue all the way to the end of our life. That happened to Celine, the sister of Saint Therese. All the way to the end of her life, she said, I never acquired patience. And I know that I'm going to go to the gates of heaven with impatience, and I'm going to be so impatient to get into heaven that God's going to let me in there. That's what she said, because she trusted in God and she didn't trust in herself. She knew that that virtue depends on whether God wants to give it to you or not. So even virtues, we struggle and we try to figure out how to be these things, be patient, charitable, whatever, forgiving. We struggle and we try and we think and meditate and pray and ask others to pray for us, and we'll make some progress, but maybe not what we want to reach, and that's God's will. He wants us to struggle in certain virtues. He wants us to excel in other virtues, and He will make you excel in certain virtues. And different saints excelled in certain virtues and didn't excel in others. It just depends on what God is calling you to achieve and acquire. But we have to strive to acquire all the virtues and strive to be as holy as we can in every aspect of the life of virtue and spiritual life. But we leave it all into the hands of God as far as success goes. But we use the intelligence and the brilliance and the astuteness and the cleverness and the that we can do, because we're called to do that, to be innocent as doves and clever as snakes. You know, we have to find ways to fight evil because evil is powerful in certain ways, is clever in certain ways. We have to outwit evil. We have to outwit Satan, and we can do that not too difficult because Satan doesn't understand humility. He doesn't understand love. He doesn't understand mercy. And these are our powerful weapons. Prayer, he doesn't understand these things too well. You know, that's why Jesus outwitted him on the cross. He doesn't understand the cross. And Jesus fooled him in the end, and he won him. And we too can do the same thing. You know, we crawl under evil. You know, evil can be really strong and powerful on the battlefield, but we can just crawl under their legs with humility and reach the finish line. And so those are the weapons we use, all virtues, because Satan doesn't fully understand virtue because he's not living in the life of virtue, you know. So trust in God, our Lady, and do the best that we can, and we give all the credit to God.